All right, Gerard. Tonight's an easy night. Just a little bit of chatting and recon. Nothing special. You did this a million times and it all worked out perfectly in your favor. I am such a criminal for being this good. But still, I wonder who exactly my target is. Windsor's spitting image is sitting at this very bar. What's really interesting is that I literally have little to no information about my target. You'd think practically inheriting the face of your infamous father would be enough to net you a hefty dossier in our files, and yet you remain a mystery. Sounds like a challenge. Let's go ahead and fix that, shall we? Excuse me. Is the seat taken? Pardon the intrusion. Martini, please. Shaken, not stirred. All right. I even said the shaken, not stirred bullshit. I guess no matter how many times I do this, it still feels wrong. But don't worry about that, Gerard. Don't make a face. Hold it together now. Remember, it's for the mission. Good. Now time to lay the groundwork. It looks like my friend was right. I deign to tell him so, but the view really is breathtaking from up here. It really feels like the highest point in the city. The lights at night make it look like a sea of stars. It really makes me feel like I can touch the heavens from here, if there ever is one. Yeah, you might actually be onto something. A dessert cart would probably tip the scales right into paradise. I guess even God himself would start forwarding his mail. Thank you, by the way, for letting me join you. I had hoped I wouldn't have to sit alone tonight. If you don't mind me saying, though, I am a little bit surprised. Someone as charming as yourself sitting alone in a night like this? I highly doubt that. Surely you must have a suitor. Really? No one? Well, don't count me out so quickly. Don't worry. I am no flatterer. I merely observe. If more people in your life do not tell you the same, then I say their proximity to radiance has clearly dulled their senses of it. I fear you cast your pearls before swine. I, however, have healthy appreciations for the efforts of bivalves. The name's Gerard T. Rexford. And you are? Obviously a fake name. And a really bad one at that. My goodness, is this really my target? Well, Jules Snowdrin. Lovely to make your acquaintance. Cheers. Oh my, that ring of yours is quite striking. Oh, I'm really sorry for your loss. Were you and your mother close? At least you have something beautiful to remember her by. Your father clearly chose this with great care. I can see how special she was to him. You both must miss her desperately. Oh, well, that being said, try not to be too hard on him, all right? In troubling times, keeping oneself busy can be a form of coping. Speaking of which, what does your father do, by the way? A traveling businessman, huh? Sure, if his business is international jewel thievery. You know, I actually consider myself a bit of a dilettante in gem appraisal. May I take a closer look? My, the cut is perfection. Internally flawless, but you can tell it's been well loved. The way it glimmers, it practically lights you up from within. The color is quite unique too. It reminds me a bit of that old story. The Morning Dew Heist. You've never heard of it? It is quite the tale. About 25 years ago, a rare gem was being paraded all over Elysium. A massive emerald of the deepest green, cut with an unparalleled craftsmanship. The center was dense and dark as night, but in the light, its facets glimmered like a dew on the grass. Thus, of course, the name, the Morning Dew. It is said that the Morning Dew was a grand sight. It toured museums and passed from city to city, so everyone would get a chance to view it. Until it came to Ardent, that is. before it was even on display. The museum, supposedly receiving a calling card from the famed gentleman thief, Ward of Windsor. Well, if he hadn't sent a calling card, he could hardly be classified as a gentleman now, could he? And besides, it didn't seem to help the police catch him. On the night of the heist, nobody saw how he got the gem. It was as if it just vanished entirely. They said it was there for a moment, and then poof, gone the next. In its stead, there was a letter from the gentleman thief that read, "Fine things are wasted behind glass. Tomorrow it will awaken where it is meant to be. On the hand of my beloved." In the end, they never did catch him. Or that jewel. You're right. It's probably just some made-up story to sell emeralds. But even if it is, isn't it compelling? A love so strong that you would happily risk life and limb if it meant you could give them something special. I mean, before long there were dozens of stories about the gentleman thief Ward Windsor and his great love, even long after the craze over the morning dew died out. For a while there were copycat crimes, eyewitness testimonies of heists he never pulled, serial pulp novellas full of wonder and want. Everybody wanted to be a part of their story. They wanted to believe that a feeling like that can truly exist. Nowadays, the real story and the fakes that it inspired all sort of blended together. But you know, whether any of it is fact or fiction, I still want to believe in it. They say love makes you do a lot of crazy things, but that Windsor went and actually did them, and he would do them again and again. Perhaps Windsor's brand of affection involves a bit more property damage than most people would prefer, but even so, I suppose I admire it. Of course, take your time. I'll be right here. I can't believe it. That's the morning dew. The story is true. They said it was all fiction, that this whole thing was some sort of cover-up or insurance scam or whatever. I wonder how many others are real. Maybe a North Star or a Fire Ruby. Boy, I bet the guys at HQ would feel like total idiots. Can't wait to see the look on their faces when... my apologies. I was just lost in thought. Were you saying something? A message. What is this? The old man passed on more than just good genes and gems. Always loved to hear from a fan. XOXO. Kissy Mark. Signed, Ward Windsor. P.S. Thanks for the drink. I knew I was getting too excited about that story. Sticking with the bill and everything. Fine, I'll put it on the agency's card. Now, where's my... Where'd my wallet... No! Ah! It's gone! You really know how to hit me where it hurts. Curse you, Ward Windsor. Well, guess I'm glad I ended up sticking you with that tracker, Windsor. Wouldn't want you getting too far now. I got a feeling this little dalliance of ours has only just begun. I'm sure you'll understand. All's fair in love and war, right?